Blog Talk Radio.
Eight Lirakesh. Time to seek Eight Lirakesh. Eight Lirakesh. We're Eight Lirakesh. In a time to lose. We're Eight Lirakesh. Eight Lishmor. We're Eight Lirakesh. A time to keep. Eight Lishmor. And a time to cast away. The eight lehashlik. We eight lehashlik. Eight Kohelet. Ecclesiastes. Kohelet. Kohelet Gimel. Chapter 3. Lakol Zeman. The eight lechol chafet. Tachat ha shamayin. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, Kohelet Gimel, Chapter 3. Lakol Zeman, Ve'et Lechol Chafet, Tachat HaShamayim. To everything there is a season. Lakol Zeman, to everything. Lakol for all, Lakol Zeman, Zeman, a season. Ve'et Lechol Chafet, and a time to every purpose. Ve'et Lechol Chafet. Tachat Hashemayim, under Hashemayim, Tachat Hashemayim. Eight la ledeta, the eight lamut, eight la taat, the eight la ikor natua. A time to be born, eight la ledet, time to be born. We eight lamut, and a time to die. The eight lamut, eight la taat, a time to plant. Eight la taat. We're eight laikor, and a time to pluck up natua, that which is planted. The eight laikora natua, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Eight laherog, the eight lerpo, a time to kill. Eight laherog, and a time to heal. The eight lerpo. Eight lifrot, the eight livnot, a time to break down. Eight lifrot. And a time to build up, the eita livnot, or eight livnot, and a time to build up. Eita livkot, the eita livchok, a time to weep. Eit livkot, livkot, eight, a time to weep. Eita livkot, the eita livchok, and a time to laugh, or eight livchok. Eita sefot, the eita rekod, a time to mourn. Eit sefot, eight sefot. Time to mourn, the eight record, the eight record, the eight record, and a time to dance. Eight, the eight record, eight le hashlik evanim, wa eight knos evanim, a time to cast away stones. Eight le hashlik evanim, and a time to gather stones together. The eight knos evanim, wa eight knos. Evanim, eight la hevok, the eight lirhoka me chavek, a time to embrace. Eight la hevok, eight la hevok, eight la hevok, a time to embrace. We eight lirhok me chavek, and a time to refrain from embracing. The eight lirhoka me chavek. Eight lirakesh, the eight liraved. A time to seek, eight levakesh. Time to seek, eight levakesh, eight levakesh. Ve eight le'aved, and a time to lose. Ve eight le'aved. Eight lishmor, ve eight le'hashlik. A time to keep, eight lishmor. And a time to cast away. Ve eight le'hashlik, ve eight le'hashlik. Eight likroa, ve eight litpor. A time to rend, eight likroa, with eight litpor, with eight litpor, and a time to sow, the eight litpor, eight la cheshot, the eight litaver, a time to keep silence, eight la cheshot, time to keep silence, eight la cheshot, the eight la daver, and a time to speak, eight le ehov, the eight lisno. a time to love, eight le ehov, eight le ehov. Time to love, eight le ehov, the eight li snow, and a time where eight li snow to hate. Eight milchama, where eight shalom, a time for war, eight milchama, and a time for peace, where eight shalom, with eight shalom. Ma yitron ha oseh ba sharohua ma amel. What profit hath he that worketh in that he laboreth? Ma yitron ha oseh ba sharohua amel. I have seen the task that the Elohim hath given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. Raiti etaha inyana asher natan Elohim livnei ha'adam la enot bo. He has made everything beautiful in his time, in his eye will also. He has set the world in their heart. Yet, so that man cannot find out the work of the Elohim hath done from the beginning to the end. Eta hakol asa yafe ve'ito dam eta ha'olam anatana be'libam nibli asher loa yimsa ha'adam eta ha'ma ise asher asa ha'elohim merosha we'ad sof. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to get pleasure so long as they live. Yada'iti ki ein tov bam ki ima lisa moach we la isota tova be chayayu. But also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy pleasure for all his labor. It is the gift of the Elohim. Wagam kol ha'adam she yochala win shata wi'ad over the kola emalo matata Elohim he. It is the gift. She is the gift of Elohim. Matat Elohim he. I know that whatsoever the Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing. No thing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And the Elohim hath so made it that men should fear, should reverence, should respect before him. Yada'iti akia kol asher ya'iseh ha'elohim hu yihyeh le'olam alayo heina le'hosifa hu mimenu eina ligro'a we'ha'elohim asa she'yeru'a milifanayo. That which is hath been long ago, and that which is to be hath already been, and the Elohim seeketh that which is pursued, seeketh that which is past. Ma shehaya kavar huwa vashara lihiyota kavar haya v'ha Elohim yevakesha eta nirdaf. And here, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, the third chapter here, Gimel chapter, first 15 verses, everything is ordained. It's a time, there's a time to, and a time to. Lakol zaman ve'eta lekol hafet tachat hashamayim. To everything there is a season. Lakol zaman ve'eta lekol hafet tachat hashamayim, and a time to every purpose. To every purpose under shamayim, under heaven. Now, one interpretation of this section is that it is chokmah, wisdom, to do the right thing at the right time. But it does not fit into the train of thought that Kohelet, that the preacher, Ecclesiastes, is pursuing. More acceptable is the view that he gives another argument to establish the futility of all work and effort. And this he finds in the doctrine of determinism, in the doctrine of determinism. All the events of life are part of a fixed scheme. They happen to the human being, whether he wills them or not. Therefore, individual effort is abortive. This is one targum, one interpretation of the third chapter of Kohelet, the Gimel chapter. A season, the Hebrew word zaman, is only found in the later books of the Bible, of the Hebrew Bible. And the word zaman, it denotes a fixed period. Also in the Roman Harg and in the Ethiopic we have zemen, from that same idea of a season, a fixed period. Lakol zeman, to everything, for all, literally for all, lakol, for all, zeman, a season. Ve'eit le'kol chafetz tachad ha'shamayim. In a time to be purposed under Shamayim, ha'shamayim. We have ve'eit, 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 eit, eit. We have ve'eit, ayin, eit, ve'eit. In the ancient point, modern point, ve'eit, ve'eit. In the modern point, ve'eit, eit. Ancient point, ve'eit, ve'eit. What is an eit? An eit is a fixed time, eit, fixed time. A purpose. Le'kol chafetz. Chafet, chafet, literally desire, pleasure, chafet. Then the enterprise in that one takes pleasure, in other words, one's a fear. In Yishayahu, Yishaya, in Isaiah, Isaiah LVIII, verse 3 and 13, in Isaiah 58, verses 3 and 13, this word chafet, or chafet, chafet, when you hear the call of chafet, chafet, chafet from the chafat, desire, pleasure. In Yeshaya is translated as business. Lekol chafet tachat hashamayim. Lekol zeman. Everything there's a season, a fixed period, a zeman, a zemen, a zeman. Lekol zeman. Ve'ait. Lekol chafet tachat hashamayim. And a time to every purpose or to every business, chafet, chafet, desire, pleasure. For all desire, pleasure under tachat hashamayim, under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. Ait la ledet, ve'ait la mut. Ait la ledet, ve'ait la mut. Ait la ledet, a time to be born and a time, a la mut, time to die. The list begins with the two most important events in a person's existence. Birth, ledet, and death, mut, mavet. These are beyond his or her control. The possibility of determining the time of death by suicide is not taken into consideration. A rabbi homiletically eliminated the fatalistic implication of the statement by explaining, happy the man whose hour of death is like the hour of his birth. As he was pure at birth, so should he be at the time of death. Eit la ledet, eit la mut. A time to plant, to plan, to pluck up, to plan. Eit la ar, eit la ikor natua. A time to plant, la ta'at, to plant, and a time in ait, la, ikor natua, la ikor natua, a time to plant up. An analogy of human life is found in the world of vegetation, the world of the green. There too, the times are ordained for sowing seed and harvesting, for both sowing seed and harvesting the growth of the field. So here we have an analogy to human life being found in the world of vegetation in the green, bringing us here to the Gimel verse, the third verse that reads, "Ait lahirok ve'ait lirpo, ait lifrot ve'ait livnot." A time to kill and a time to heal. Ait lahirok, a time. Ait lahirok to kill, lahirok lirpo, lahirok to kill, lirpo to heal, therefore, lirpo, to heal. That life can be ended by an act of violence might be adduced as a contradiction of the assertion that there is a time to die. Ve'ait lamut. So that life can be ended by an act of violence might be adduced as a contradiction. There's no contradiction, right? But it might be adduced by some as a contradiction of the assertion in the verse before that there is ait lamut, a time to die. But Kohelet, the preacher, insists that death, mut, mavet, mawet, is never premature. And if a man is killed, that is his predetermined end, according to Kohelet, according to Ecclesiastes, according to the Hebrew preacher. Should, however, he recover from the wound or from an illness that might have been fatal, that also is not accidental, but that too is ordained. A time to break down and a time to build up. To break down, a time, lifrot, eight, lifrot, the eight, livnot. A time to break down, lifrot, and a time to build up, livnot, libnot, a time to build up. As with the fate of that individual, the indivisible dual, so it is with the house in that he dwells, he tabernacles, he abides. If it is destroyed or collapses, or if it is built, that is not the effect of caprice, but of design, of design. If it is destroyed or collapses, or if it is built, that is not the effect of caprice, but of design and almighty intelligent design. Here bring us the dilate verse. Ait livkot, 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 to weep. Ait livkot, ve'ait lishok, a time to weep, a time to laugh. Ait sefod, ve'ait rekod, ve'ait rekod, and a time to dance. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. Livkot, lishok. Livkot, livkot, lishok. To weep, to laugh. Over calamities, livkot. Or over strokes of good fortune, of baraka, prospectively. Over happy times, over sad times, over sad times. Ait livkot, over happy times. Or ait lishok, a time to mourn. Ait sefod, and a time to dance. Record. In domestic events of sorrow or joy, one Ginsberg suggests that the verb dance, record, record, the word, the Hebrew word record, dance, is used instead of a more general word to rejoice because of its assonance with sefod, 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 eight, sefod, or eight, record, sefod, record. So some suggest that this word was used instead of the more general word to rejoice because of its assonance, the tonal or Hebrew word sound with sefod, to mourn. Dancing, record, was a conspicuous, conspicuous feature at marriages. Dancing, record. And maybe mentioned here to lead on to the thought of the next verse, even the hey verse, the fifth verse. Eight le hashlik avanim, a time to cast away stones. The eight kanos avanim, a time to gather stones together. Eight le chivok, a time to embrace. Wa eight le rchok me chavek, and a time to embrace from in. A time to refrain. We eight lirchok me chavek, refrain from embracing. First part first, to cast away stones. Eight le hashlik evani, le hashlik evani, 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 stones. Many conjectures have been made to explain these particular words here. Eight le hashlik evani, le eight kanos evani, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Now, the Targum and Ibn Ezra think of building materials as being at one time thrown aside as unwanted and at another time needed. Many moderns, they refer to 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 19 and verse 25, where a practice is mentioned of a victorious army throwing stones on fields to destroy their fertility. To gather stones, kanos evanim, would then signify clearing the fields to restore their productivity. All such interpretations, some say, fail to provide a connection with the latter half of the verse. The Midrash has a noteworthy comment. It apparently identifies Abanim, in the ancient pointing Abanim, modern pointing Evanim, Abanim stones, with the word Obnaim in Exodus 1 and 16, usually translated as the birthstool. This term is plausibly explained by the rabbis as the organ by that the sex of the newly born child is discovered. And here the phrase cast away stones, here the phrase le hashlik evanim, is held to be an idiomatic Hebraicism, an idiomatic Hebrew expression for carnal intercourse, with the remark, quote, there is a time to cast the testes, when ishteka, the Aisha, the I-wife, is clean, menstrually speaking, and there is a time to conserve the testes, the avanim, when ishteka, the I-wife, Aisha, is unclean. The marital act is accordingly also controlled by circumstances and situations. The second half of verse 8, verse 5, the Targum understands to embrace. La chivok, la chivok, la chivok, la chivok, ait la chivok, to embrace. The Targum understands the allusion to be to marital intercourse and points to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20. This was interdicted in a time of war or a solemn fast, as we have in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 11 and 6, and in Ewell in Joel 2 and 16. Vilamma kishigazini vizara, why vilamma vilamma kishigabini vizara, why then wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman? With lama kishigabini vizara, uate chaveka cheka nakriya, and embrace the bosom of an alien. Uate chaveka chek nakriya, hear, hear, hear the sense of embrace with the marital or the intimacy. Intimacy idea brought out right here, 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 here from Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 20. The sage of Proverbs, of the Mashal, Mashlin, combating a particular vice, here treats the wife, Ishto, not as intellectual companion of a husband or as mother of a family, so the note reads here, but as satisfaction of bodily desire. He sets lawful over against unlawful passions in the Proverbs in Mishlei Shlomo. But, of course, it is not thence to be inferred that the teachers of the time did not take the higher view of the marriage relationship. And here the contrast with Mishlei Shlomo is with Kohelet, with the preacher. Eit levakesh, the eit le'aveid. Eit lishmor, the eit le'hashlik. A time to seek and a time to lose. Eit le'vakesh. Eit le'vakesh. Eit le'abed. And a time to lose. To seek. Le'vakesh. Le'vakesh. To lose. Le'abed. Le'abed. Even the ever-changing desire in man to seek. Le'vakesh. Le'vakesh. To seek after new objects. And carelessly losing them as soon as they are obtained. The whimsical grasping of a thing. And then to reject it. All these are not done from choice, but are predetermined. Some read this into this 6 Vav verse. Eit levakesh ve'eit le'abed. A time to keep. Eit lishmor. And a time to cast away. Ve'eit le'hashlik. Ve'eit le'hashlik. Le'hashlik. To cast away. To keep. Lishmor. To cast away. Le'hashlik. To cherish an object and guard it against theft, to keep, lishmor, or to discard it as no longer of value, le'hashlik. Bringing us to the same, the seventh verse here, eit likroa ve'eit litapor, eit le'cheshot ve'eit le'daber, a time to rend, or to rip, to rend, eit likroa, and a time to sow, ve'eit litapor, ve'eit litapor, a time to keep silence, eit la'chishot, la'chishot, eit la'chishot, and a time to speak, ve'eit le'daver, to rend, likroa, to sow, litapor. In agreement with the Targum, the reference is best understood to be the practice of rending a garment in the time of sorrow or bereavement, as we have in Bereishit, Genesis, Genesis 37, 29, also Genesis 44, verse 13, Judges 11, verse 35, 1 Samuel 1, verse 2. That was later sewn together when the feeling of grief had lessened in intensity. A time to keep silence. Ait la chishot, to hasha, la chishot, ait la chishot. When under the strain of deep emotion, we have this in Vayikra, Leviticus 10 and 3, in Job 2 and 12. Only when one is able, in such circumstances, to think calmly, is it proper for him to speak? Is it proper for him, le daver, to speak? Here, bringing us to the 8th verse of Kohelet chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8. Eit la ehov, the 8 lisno, a time to love and a time to hate. Eit milchama, the 8 shalom, a time for war, milchama, and a time for peace, for shalom. A time to love, eit le'ehov, eit le'ehov, modern Hebrew, eit le'ehov, le'ehov, to ehov, le'ehov, to love, lisno, to hate, le'ehov, to love, lisno, to hate. The friendly or unfriendly relationship between individuals is a matter that can be decided by conditions that may not have been created by them to begin with. Thus, a eit milchama, time for milchama, milchama shalom, for war, peace. What is true of individuals also holds good and true also of nations, of the goyim, the Gentiles, men, and people. Bringing us to this verse that has a question here. What profit has he that worketh in that he laboreth? What profit? Ma yitron, ha? What profit has he that laboreth in that he laboreth? What profit? Ma yitron. Ma yitron. Ma yitron. As usual, here Kohelet, the preacher, uses the question. Ma yitron. Ma yitron. Ma what? Yitron. What profit? To state a denial. since events occur in one's life, whether he wishes them to happen or not, it is useless to put forward any effort to avert fate. Verse 10, the old verse here. I have seen the task that Elohim has given to the sons of men to be exercised, therewith. Ra'iti et ha'inyan asher natan Elohim livnei ha'adam la enot ba'u. The wording of the verse is repeated from the first verse, the 13th verse. So the wording here in verse 10 is repeated from the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, the 13th verse, with the significant omission of the adjective in Sore Task. Ibn Ezra is writing connecting the sentence with what follows, namely, since I have seen the task, I can appreciate that. He has made everything beautiful. The sense of, since I have seen the task, I appreciate that. He has made everything beautiful, beautiful. He has pondered over the problem why man's labors, although imposed upon him by Elohim, by God the true good, prove ineffective as a means of yielding him lasting satisfaction. So here, going to chapter 1 to see if the wording really is similar here in chapter 3 at verse 10. At verse 10, going to chapter 1, verse 13, and here it reads, V'natani et alidi lidrosh ve'elador ba'chakma al kol asher na'isa tachat ha'shemayim hu. Inyana ra'a natan Elohim alivne ha'adam la enot ba'u. So the last part, basically, but there is some additive difference. The reading here translates from the Hebrew, and I applied my heart to seek, and I applied my heart, and I gave my heart. V'natani, v'natani et alidi lidrosh, lidrosh, to drash, lidrosh, to seek and search out by wisdom. Where Lator Bahakma, so by wisdom concerning all things, I'll call Asher that are done, Na Isa Tachat HaShemayim, that are done under heaven. Na Isa Tachat HaShemayim Huwa. And here it says, it is a sore task. It is a sore task. Who? Inyan Ra. It's an evil, Ra, evil task. Who? Inyan Ra Natan Elohim Alivneha Adam La Enot Ba'u. It is a sore, evil task that Elohim have given to the sons of the Adam, Livnei Ha'adam, to be exercised, La Enot Ba'u, to be exercised therewith. Now here, to this particular point right here, in the first chapter, reflecting on this third chapter, a time. Everything is ordained, everything has a time. Time and a purpose, but here, a time. So comparing Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10, with the former wording and versing here in chapter 1, verse 13, I applied my heart, v'natani et alibi, v'natani, and I gave et alibi, my heart, libi, my heart, applied myself diligently and to the utmost of my powers. It is a favorite phrase of the author, this particular phrase, v'natani et alibi, v'natani et alibi, I applied my heart, I gave my heart, v'natani et alibi. So we have the author saying this occurs in verse 17, in chapter 8, verse 9 and 16. And he says, and I applied, gave my heart, my mind, my heart, lidrosh, to seek and to search out v'lator, and to tour, in a sense, to search out, in a sense, like one touring, v'lator, b'chakma, by wisdom, b'chakma. So here we have by wisdom, the censure. Here is not upon absolute wisdom. For this, the sacred writer praises in the sequel, referring to Mishlei Shlomo or Proverbs, but upon wisdom, the type of chokmah, wisdom acquired for the purpose of guiding in the gratification of his desire and for finding in it a solid, a firm happiness. He goes on to say, concerning this wisdom, b'chokmah al kol asher na isa, Tachat HaShemayim, concerning all things that are done, Tachat HaShemayim. Another phrase, key word, Tachat HaShemayim, under heaven, under Shemayim. A variant of Tachat Shemesh, under the sun, under the sun. So we have these phrases, under heaven, under the sun. Verse 3, his search embraced all the usual pursuits of man on the earthly plane. A sore task, 8 sword times, he says that is his final summing up that he states before recounting the inquiry that led to it. He says that Elohim has given, that God has given, Natan Elohim, Natan Elohim. After he says that it is a sore task, Inyan Ra, he says that Natan Elohim, that Elohim has given, in spite of his bitter seeming dissatisfaction, it does not enter his mind to deny the existence of High Elohim, the true good, the true God. However unsatisfactory life may appear, may seem to be, and however heavy the burden it places upon men, everything has been ordained by him. It is to be noted that Kohelet, in Hebrew, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, always designates the deity as Elohim, as High Elohim, as Elohim, and as High Elohim, as God, and as the true God, and never uses the tetragrammaton, the Yod-Heh-Weh. This is to be noted. And Kohelet, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher, always designates Hashem as Elohim, and never uses the tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Weh, an indication that he thinks of him throughout the book as the ruler of the universe, thinking of him throughout the book as Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, and not as Elohei Yisrael, and not as the Elohim of Yisrael, but as the ruler of the universe, as Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Here, yes, going over Ecclesiastes again. Yes, here in the time and the season, vanity of vanities, insanity of insanities, Habel Habalim, Kentu Kentu, Hulu Kentu no. Here to bring out what we was going over, the first couple of basic words, context of Ecclesiastes, the preacher, focusing on Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And right here in a musical form, there's a time for this, there's a time for that. Here we have Ayala in Gedashet with Lanua, Lanua, to move here, based on Ecclesiastes, the Ivrit in the Hebrew. Hear this, right here, to move, Lanua.
Cold. never catch that smell bad.
Everything there's a season, reason for the season. La cause the man to everything. Wa'eta l'kol hefet tahat hashamayim. To everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose tahat hashamesh, under heaven. The key words tahat HaShemesh, under the sun, and Tahat HaShemayim. Lakol Zaman Ve'eta Lekol Chefet Tahat HaShemayim. And she was singing right there, Ayala, in the Gedashet, Eit LaLedet Ve'et LaMut. A time, a eight, in the Hebrew, eight. A time, eight, LaLedet, Lidet, LaLedet. To be born, we're eight lamut, and a time, eight lamut, to die. Eight lataat, we're eight la akor natua, a time to plant. Eight lataat, eight, a time, lataat, to plant. We're eight, and a time, la akor natua, a time to pluck up, to pluck up. La akor, pluck up what? Natua, that which is planted. Eight, la harog, a time to kill. La harog, a time to kill. Eight, la harog, where eight, lirpo, and a time to heal. Lirpo. Eight, lifrot. Eight, a time, lifrot, to break down, lifrot. We're eight, livnot, and a time to livnot, to build up. Eight, livkot, a time, livkot, 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 to weep. We're eight, lishok, 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 to sahak, lishok, to laugh. Eight, Sifod, Sifod, a time to mourn. We're eight. Record, and a time to dance. Interesting right here. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You know, we're in a new time, a season right here. Coming through the high holy days of the year, the seven of the seven. And this is a time, this time, as it says, in season, out of season. This time we come into the outer season time. We don't have any feasts or festivals besides the Shabbat that are commanded according to HaTorah. We're to keep those seven feasts or seven festivals in the three seasons, fulfilling those particular times, the times, the times, the times. So right here, here, let's take a little time to reflect on the words of Kohelet. Kohelet, who was Kohelet? Well, the first part of Ecclesiastes tells us who Kohelet was. And I think this applies, if you can receive it, applies to I and I. Here we have Divrei Kohelet. The word Divrei Kohelet, the words of the preacher, Ben David, the son of David, Ben David, Melech B'Yerushalayim, Melech, king in Yerushalayim. How does he begin? He says, Habel, Habalim, vanity of vanity, supreme vanity, insanity. Look around, look around. Habel, Habalim, Amar, Kohelet, Amar, saith Kohelet, saith the preacher. Habel, Habalim, vanity of vanities. All, Hakol, Habel, all is vanity.
Ecclesiastes, or the Preacher, Chapter 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief. And he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Chapter 2. I said in mine heart, Go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, It is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom. and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water, the water therewith, the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and a peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? And then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity, and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto, more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is done. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart, concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Chapter 4. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praised the dead which are already dead, more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity, vexation of spirit. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 5. keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sweet of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. Chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years, twice told, yet hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spendeth as a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun?
Pass me the laser beam, I make me wipe out the wicked them clean. Here we go.
Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
Them clean. Them a come with them chopper, yes. But I and I know that's no proper.
Chapter 7. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also, from this withdraw not thine hand. For he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also, take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise hast cursed others. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Chapter 8. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, What doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen, and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. When I applied mine heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes, then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Chapter 9. For all this I considered in my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead life. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perishing. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee unto the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest unto the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place. For yielding pacifieth great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith. And he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and the babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be unto him, who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from my heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Chapter 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the street, and the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the street. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The end of Ecclesiastes, or the preacher. Thank you.
requires from us a song. How can we sing sing our God's song in a strange land?
Solomon Nemal, Arsu, their feet,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter what person or cause, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Beir Elohenu Harkocho. Yefe Nof Mesoskol Haaret, Hartzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine Hammelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayyoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, be'ir Adonai tsebaot be'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam tsela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz. Tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach harzion tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Habein Ruach HaKadosh Sabbatical Study. This Ayinai Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shem Av Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this Porsche. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael.
B'shem Ha'ab Ve'Haben Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Achad. In the name of the Father, Ha'ab, and of the Son, Habein, and of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, He who be, who He be, the One. Bereishith Aleph, Bereishith Bara Elohim, Eit HaShamayim Ve'et HaAretz. והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו וחושקת על פני התהום ורוח אלוהים מרחפת על פני המים. The first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, called Genesis, Sefer Bereshit, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 1, the original creation. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. In the beginning, Bereshit, Elohim created the heavens, ha-shamayim, and the earth, ha-aretz. The earth made waste and empty by judgment. Verse 2. And the earth was a tohu, a tohu, a tohu, a tohu. And the earth was without form and void, and choshech, choshech, darkness was upon the face of the tohum, the deep, the deep. And the ruach, the spirit, the irid of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters, the waters, the waters, the waters. The new beginning, the first day. Light diffused. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was tov, that it was good, good, good. Ki tov, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. He called night. He called and evening. 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 And the evening and the morning were the first, the first day, the first day, the first day, the day, the day, the day. Vayhi erev, erev, erev. Vayhi boker. Yom Echad, Echad, Echad. The second day, vapor above, water below, verse 6. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven, and the evening, erev, and the boker were the second day. The third day, land and sea, plant life appears. Verse 9. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good, was good, was good. Good. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Ki tov. And the evening, the erev, and the boker, the morning, were the third day. The third day. The third day. The fourth day. The sun, moon, and stars become visible. Verse 14.
Bereshis aleph sheni. Vayomer Elohim, vehi me'orota bi'arki'ah ha-shamayim, le'avdil bein hayom ubein halayla. והיו עלי אותו תאול המועדים ואול הימים ושנים, שנים, 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 שנים.
Verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening, Erev, and the morning, Boker, were the fourth day, the fifth day, the second creative act, animal life. Verse 20. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw, that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening, Erev, and the morning, Boker, were the fifth day. Bereshith Aleph Shelishi. ויאמר אלוהים תוצא הארץ נפש חיה למיינה בהמה ורמס וחייתו ארץ למיינה The sixth day, one. The fecundity, fruitfulness of the earth after the creative work of the fifth day. Verse 24. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And Elohim made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw, that it was good. The sixth day, second, the creation of man. Verse 26. And Elohim said, Vayomer Elohim Na'aseh Adam Bitz Alamein Ki Yadeh. Let us, I and I, make man in our I and I image, after our I and I like, I and I like, I and I like, I and I like. Weirdu. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them. Vayibra Elohim et ha'adam b'esalmo b'esalem. Elohim bara oto zakar unkeba bara. Otam. The first dispensation, innocency. The first or Edenic covenant conditioned the life of unfallen man. Verse 28. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, to you it shall be for meal. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, for meat, for meat, for meat. I have given every green herb for meal. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and hine, behold, look and see. It was very good. Tov me'od,
me'od.
And the evening, Arab,
Arab.
And the morning, Boker,
Boker.
Were the sixth day. 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 First book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 2. The Sabbath rest of Elohim, type of the believers, the mitmanan, the faithful's rest, in the finished work of redemption. Redemption. Verse 1. Thus, like this, Hashemayim, the heavens, and Haaretz, the earth, were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. Bereshis Beit Revi'i. Hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, second up offering for this Shabbat Bereshith, Sabbath in the beginning. Eile Toldot HaShemayim V'Haaretza B'hi Bara'am B'yoma Esota Yahweh Elohim Aretza V'Shamayim Eile Toldot. These are the generations. Eile Toldot HaShemayim. These are the generations of the heavens. Of the heavens. Eile Toldot HaShemayim. V'Haaretza B'hi Bar'am B'yoma Esoti Yahweh Elohim Aretz V'Shamayim. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Eile toldot HaShemayim V'Haaretz B'hi Bar'am B'yom. In the day that Yahweh Elohim Jehovah Elohim made earth and heaven. Beyom Esoti Hoa Elohim Aretza V'Shamayim.
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 V'Shamayim. Summary of the creation work of chapter 1, verse 4. These are the generations of HaShemayim, the heavens, and Haaretz, the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Yahweh Elohim made the earth and HaShemayim, the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, the creative act of Genesis 1, verse 27 described, verse 7. And the Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The habitation of unfallen man and the Edenic covenant. Verse 8. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence, from there, it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. The whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahweh Elohim and the Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven, 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 the earth.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
Mazmur 122, Bakanif 123. የማዕረግ መዝሙር በሰማይ የምትኖር ሆይ አይኖቼን ወደ አንተ አነሳው እነሆ የባሪያዎች አይኖች ወደ ጌቶቻቸው እጅ እንደሆኑ የባሪያይቱም አይን ወደ እመቤቷ እጅ እንደሆነ እንዲሁ እስኪምረን ድረስ አይናችን ወደ አምላካችን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው ማረን አቤቱ ማረን ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና የባለ ጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud.
Daily Psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he has the order of Malachias, Sedek, Melchizedek. Today's Daily Psalm is more Kof, Kaf, Gimel. Kof, Kof, Kaf, Gimel. Or Kuf, Kaf, Gamel, Gimel. Psalm 123, Mizmor Kof, Kaf, Gimel. Shir Hama'ilot Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai. To the eye I lift up mine eyes. Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai. To the eye Eleka I lift up Nasati, Nasati, Alecha, Nasati, mine eye, et Ainai. Here we have an ascension psalm, a psalm of ascent, a psalm of degrees, a shir. Now shir a song is different than mizmor. Mizmor is a chant. Eyes is intonation. Mizmor. Here, here, here. We have shir, shir, shir ha ma'ilot. Song of ascent, ma'ilot of the aliyah, pilgrim. Here we have the pilgrim psalm. And here, today's daily psalm, mizmor, kof, kaf, gimel, kof, kaf, gamel. Psalm 123. A hymn of faith. Hymn of the Emunna, Emunna. And individual, indivisible, dual speaks for Amo, his people. He begins, and I begin with the singular pronoun, but from verse 2 begin using the plural. So an individual, an indivisible dual beginning off speaking in the singularity, using a singular pronoun, as here, here, here in the Aleph, the first verse. Eleka nasati et ainai, to the eye. Not unto, not to, but to. Un means not. Undone, unclean, unkind, unthankful, un. So more correctly, whether the KJV or elsewise, it should be to the eye. Not to the eye, but to the eye. Eleka nasati, nasati et ainai. The mizmor here, the shir, the song here was composed in a time of trouble, an hour of tribulation. And the faithful look yearningly for and to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, El, the power, El, the source, Ha'el, Ha'el, Almighty, for relief. Some connect this with the historical background, possibly being the malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors towards the newly returned exiles, the newly repatriated exiles. Here, 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 hymn of faith, mizmor, kof, kaf, gimel, Psalm 123, Psalm 123, shir ha ma'illot, aleka, nasati, et ainai, to the eye, I lift up, ainai, ainai, my eyes. You find that there's no part of the body with which David did not praise in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no part of the body with which David did not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With his head, Rosho, his Ras, Rosho, he prays, he eyes as Ha'el, 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 the true El, the true God, the true good. As we have in Psalm 23, verse 5, where it reads, thou, the I, male, hast anointed Moshiach, anointed my head, Roshi, with oil. Dishanta Vashemen, Dishanta Vashemen, thou the eye anointest my head with oil. Dishanta Vashemen, Vashemen, with Shemen, Vashemen, Dishanta Vashemen. With his eyes he prays Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el. As in Psalm 25, verse 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Aynai, Hamid, Eliyahuwah. Mine eyes, Aynai, are ever, always, continually. Hami, Ainai, Tami, Eli Yahuwah, Il Yahuwah, toward to Jehovah. Ainai, Tami, Eli Yahuwah, mine eyes are ever toward Jehovah. And here, to thee I lift up mine eyes. Eleka nasati et ainai. O thou that art enthroned in the heaven, Hayoshvi bashamayim. Or as in the KJV, where it reads, to the eye lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens, Eleka nasati et ainai, Hayoshri avashamayim, O thou that dwellest, Hayoshri, who is seated, the one who is seated, Hayoshri bashamayim, who is seated in Shamayim, in the heavens, Bashamayim. Therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and I am God, according to Yeshayah, according to Isaiah, Esaias. In Isaiah 43:12, it reads, therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, the Atam Adai, saith Jehovah, Noon Yahuwah, and I am God. Vani El, Wahani El, and I am, and I, El, the true good, the true God, the almighty El, Wahani El. With Atem Edai Nuum Yahuwah Wani El. That is, when y'all are my witnesses, Ani El, I am El. And when y'all are not my witnesses, I am not El, I am not God. Similarly, when you say, according to the opening words of today's daily psalm, Yizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Elecha Nasati Eta Ainai, Hayoshri Bashamai, to the eye I lift up mine eyes, O thou, the eye that art enthroned, that dwellest in the heavens. You are saying, if it were not for me, not for I, thou, the I, wouldest not be enthroned by Shamayim in the heavens. And according to the Midrash notes right here, that is to say that if it were not for Israel, if it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of Ha Elohim. That is, if it were not for Yisrael, Yasharel, man who sees the true good, the true God, the upright of El, the Tsar, the Prince, that mighty Prince of El. If it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our I and I Elohim, he who be who he be, the one, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. the Lord make his face to shine upon, up on thee, and be gracious to thee, thee. Here, here, here. Bamidbar Numbers. Numbers 6, verse 25. Yair Yahuwah Panayo Lecha Vihunneka. Jehovah make his face to shine up on the eye. Yahuwah. Jehovah make his face. Yair Yahuwah Panayo Lecha. And be gracious to the eye. Vihunneka. With the gift of grace, the gift of grace. Likewise, scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Kof Kaf Gamel, Psalm 123, our eyes look to the Lord our God until he be gracious to us, until he be gracious to I and I. Ken Aynenu Eli Yehowa Eloheinu Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes, Ken Aynenu. So our eyes, Ken Aynenu Eli Yehowa, to he who be who he be, Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes look to he who be, I and I Elohim, until he be gracious to I and I, Ad Sheyachanenu. And also, be gracious to us, to I and I. O Lord, be gracious to us, to I and I. For we, for I and I, are full sated with contempt. Chanenu Yahuwah, Chanenu Ki Rav Saveinu Buz. Be gracious to I and I, Chonenu Adonai, Adonai. Be gracious to I, O he who be, who ye be, Chanenu, Yahuwah, Chanenu. Be gracious to I and I. Ki Rav, for Nuf Nuf, Ki Rav, Sa-va-enu, Sa-ba-enu, Ki Rav, Sa-va-enu, Buz. For we are full sated with contempt. Ki Rav Sabainu Buz. Another comment. And be gracious to thee, I. And be gracious to thee, I. To bring thee, I from servitude. From servitude, even after these here, 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 400 years. And be gracious to thee, to the eye, to bring thee, to bring the eye forth, to bring the eye forward from servitude, from slavery to the kingdoms. As scripture says, be gracious to us. Be gracious to I and I, O Jehovah. Be gracious to us. Be gracious to I and I. For we are full sated, full satisfied. We are full sated with contempt. Chanenu Yahuwah, Chanenu Ki Rab Sabainu Buz. We'll be right back.
John Lyman lost the item from my heart. Last year I know.
המעלות. אליך נשאתי את עיניי היושבי בשמיים, הנך עיני עבדים אל יד אדוניהם, בעיני שפחה אל יד גבירתה, כן עינינו אל אדוני אלוהינו עד שיחוננו. חוננו אדוני חוננו, כי רב שבענו בוז, רבת שבעה לך נפשנו, הלעג השעננים, הבוז לגאיונים.
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I
unto
up
thee
mine,
lift
eyes,
I up mine eyes,
O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven.
Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes.
O thou that dwellest,
O thou that
dwellest
in the heaven, dwellest
in the heaven, dwellest
in the heaven.
Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven.
Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
מזמור קכ"ג שיר המעלות. אליך נשאתי את עיניי היושבי בשמיים, הנה כעיני עבדים אל יד אדוניהם, כעיני שפחה אל יד גבירתה, כן עינינו אל אדוני אלוהינו עד שיחוננו. חוננו אדוני חוננו, כי רב שבענו בוז, רבת סבעה לך נפשנו, הלעג השעננים, הבוז לגאי יומים.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue,
according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew psalm, Kof Kaf Gimel. Kof Kaf Gimel. Kof Kaf Gimel. Psalm 1, 2, 3. From the Sefer Tehillim, chapter 123, 123rd Psalm, Psalm C, XXIII. Shir HaMa'elot. Aleka Nasati Etta Ainai Haya Yoshabi Bashamayim. Song of Ascents. Shir HaMa'elot. HaMa'elot. To the eye, Aleka Nasati, Nasaiti, Nasaiti, Eta Ainai, Hayoshabi, Bashamayim. To the eye, I lift up mine eyes. O thou, the eye, that art enthroned, that art enthroned in the heaven,
in the heaven, in the heaven, in the heaven.
Kriya. For the help of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, Yahweh, him of faith. An individual speaks for his people. He begins with a singular pronoun, but from verse 2, he uses the plural. The psalm, the Mizmor, the song of ascents, the Shir HaMe'elot, Song of Degrees, Song of Ascents, was composed in a time of trouble, trial, and tribulation, and the faithful look yearningly to Elohim, the true good, the true God, for relief. Quite probably, the historical background is the malicious, the vicious and malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors, like those Israelites who ain't right, toward the newly returned exiles. Shir ha me'elot aleka nasati. Shir ha me'elot aleka nasati eta inaya ha yoshibi ba shamayim. Hine ke ainei ibadim il yad adonayim ke ainei shifaha il yada gebiyariyataha kain ayaneinu il yahuwa eloheinu ada sheya sheya hanenu sheya hanenu sheya hanenu haneni yahuwa haneni haneni yahuwa wa khaneni ki rav saveno kiyad saveno buz rebat sabaa sabah lah nafa shenu hal ag ha Shai Nanim Habuz Habuz Le Geya Yonim. Today's daily psalm, a hymn, 1, 2, 3, Psalm 123, Psalm Kof Haf Gimel. A hymn of faith, a hymn of faith. Beginning off with verse 1 and 2, the first portion of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, a hymn of faith, the hope. Beginning off the hope, the expectation in Elohim. I lift up my eyes, lifting up one's eyes, one's vision, one's sight. I lift up my eyes. We have this also in Psalm CXXI, Psalm 121 and 1. Eleka. Eleka, Eleka, Nasati, Nasati, Etta Ainai, lifting up mine eyes, I lift mine eyes. An ode of the steps of Shir Ha Ma'ilot, Song of Degrees, to the eye, I lifted up, to the eye, I lifted up mine eyes, to the eye, I lifted up mine eyes. Eleka, 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 Nasati, Etta Ainai. Hayoshvi, Hayoshvi, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, Hayoshvi, Hayoshvi Bashamayim. O one to the one, O the eye, O the eye who dwell, who's enthroned in the heavens. Enthroned in the Shamayim, Bashamayim. Enthroned in the heavens as king and judge. As king and judge, we have this in the very second psalm. Psalm 2, roughly around verse 4, as king and as judge. Verse 2, the Bates verse. Hine ke aynai, evadim, evadim, evadim el yada adonehem, ke aynai, shifaha. Il yada gebirataha kena aynenu il yahuwa elohenu ad sheyachanenu. Behold, look and see. Hine, hine, behold, look and see. Ke aynai, as the eyes, ibadim. The badim, the eyes of servants, Iliad, Iliad to the hand, Iliad, Adonenu, Adonehem, Eliad Adonai Hem, Adonai Hem, their master, as the eyes of servants look, Eliad, to the hand, Edo Adonai, Adonai Hem, to the hand of their master. Ainaya Shifaha. So the eyes, right? So the eyes of a Shifcha, Shifcha, a maiden. As the eyes of a maiden, Eliad Gebirtah, Gebirta, to the hand, Eliad, to the hand, Gebirtah, to the hand of her, Gebirtah, her mistress, Cain. So, Eliyahuah, to he who be who he be. So our eyes look to he who be who he be. Eloheinu, ad sheyachanenu. So our eyes look to he who be, we be our Elohim, until he is gracious to I and I. Ad Sheikhanenu, until he is gracious, to his gracious to I and I. Behold, as the eyes of servants in the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid servant to the hand of her mistress, so the eyes to the Yahweh, our Elohim, until of which time he should pity, show compassion and pity, I. Prayer for the favor, last, we have the verses 3 and 4, so it's a little verse talwa, tinish gin talakno, small psalm here, 123rd psalm, very, very powerful. Verse 3, Chanenu Yahuwah, ki Yarab, Sabainu, be gracious to I and I, Chanenu Yahuwah, Chanenu, be gracious to I and I, show mercy. On I and I, O Yahweh, show mercy on I and I. Ki sabainu buz, for we are greatly filled. Rab, ki rab. Sabainu buz, we are greatly filled with buz, content. We are greatly filled with contempt, for we are full sated with contempt. Rebat. Sab Allah, nafashenu, ha laak, ha sha enanim, ha buz li ge'eyonim. Our soul is greatly filled for itself with the scoffing of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Our soul is full sated, fully satisfied with the scoffing, of those who are at ease. More greatly was filled our soul. Let scorn be against they that prosper, and contempt be against the proud, with the contempt of the proud. Very interesting indeed, the psalm in this particular verse here. Let's go through it. It's a prayer for the favor. In verse 3, full sated with contempt. Humiliation had been the constant experience. Like I and I, even among the Israelites, who ain't right. Right? The scoffing, the mocking of I and I, Rastafari. Notice this psalm. As the eyes of servants to the hand. To the hand, to the hand,
of their master, 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 of their master. And the eyes of the men, right, the male servants, the men servants, to the hand of their master, and the eyes of the daughters to the hand of their mistress, the king and queen. You say King Alpha, Queen Omega, the king and the queen. Over this, right? Honor thy father and thy mother. All right, but the, when we say so, ones and ones are our neighbors, those Israelites. Yes, they are Israelites of the flesh. Yes, all right, they are Israelites, but not all who are of Israel are Israel. Now, here in the context here, the historical background is the malicious hostility of the Samaritans. The Samaritans against the Yehudi, against the Judahite, against I and I, even I and I, Rastafari of the line of the tribe of Judah, right? And the neighbors toward the newly returned exile, right? The newly returned Philosophy Moors, the newly returned exile, repatriation, yes, is a must. So, Paul stated, here the prayer for favor, and speaking of the humiliation that had been their constant experience at the hand of the neighbors, the scorning. The scorning. We have the scorning. What is the scorning? The contempt, the scorning, the mocking, right? The scorning here we have, first of all, in verse 3, we have booze. Booze, right? Booze, the contempt. Ki rab, sabainu, booze. Ki rab, sabainu, booze. For we are greatly filled with contempt. For we are full sated. We're fully satisfied with the contempt, with the booze. Right. In verse 4 here, we have scoffing, right? The scoffing. Ha-la-ag, the scoffing. The verb from this root is founded in, we have this in Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 9, and Nehemiah chapter 33, Slika. Chapter 3, verse 33. So we have Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19, and chapter 3, verse 33, where it reads, they laughed us to scorn. They laughed us to scorn. And they mocked the Yehudi. They mocked the Judahites. They mocked I and I of the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemah, we had a Selassie. Our own neighbors, right, so-called fellow Israelites that ain't right. So we have this psalm here. Where it says, Rebat Saba or Sava Revata Saba'alah Nafshenu. Our soul is greatly filled. It's greatly filled for itself, for herself. Hala'ag, hala'ag, with the scoffing. Hala'ag Hasha'inani. The Hasha Anani, with the those who are at ease, with they that prosper. Habuz, contempt, right? The contempt, Liga Eyonim. They are at ease, the Jews, the Yehudi, the Judites, tolling and toiling. To reconstruct, we who are laboring to reconstruct our life, our liberty, right? In Jerusalem, even the new Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Contrast their despise, and I can despise condition with the boastful and secure lot of those who seek to mock I and I as Rastafari, right? The contrast there. So this last verse here says proud oppressors, there's a Ketiv. And there's a kere. The kativ says the proud. The kere says, it reads as two words. We have proud oppressors. Proud oppressors. We have the proud. Li geonim. Li for of geonim. It's interesting the construction can be read in two particular ways here. In other words, more greatly was filled our soul. Our soul is greatly filled. Let scorning be against they that prosper, against those who are at ease, and let contempt, in that sense, be against the proud. Hala'ag, hala'aga, hasha, enanim, habuz, liga'eyonim. Now, how that's read, let scorn be, hala'ag, hasha, enanim. Let scorn be the proud, those who are at ease, habuz, and contempt, li geyonim, let it be against
the proud. But here when we look at the Ketuv, right, the proud, that what's written is the proud, but the Kere can be read as two words. So the word Liga Eyonim or Liga Eyonim, Ligi Eyonim, Ligi Eyonim can also be read as Ligi Ligie, Ligie, Yonim, or as one word, Ligieoni, right? Ligieoni, which means of the proud in that sense. But then we read it as Ligie, Yonim, we have the proud ones of down presses, bringing out the proud ones as two words, Ligie, 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 Yonim, right? The proud down presses. Just a little note right there. But we like the way that it also can be brought out as Rebat, Rebat, Sava Allah, Nafshenu. Our soul is greatly filled, has greatly filled for herself. Our soul, she's filled up. Rebat, Rebat, Sava Allah, Nafshenu. Ha La'ag, Ha La'ag, the scoffing, the scorning, the mockery, the scorning. Ha La'ag, Ha La'ag, Ha Shai Nani. Those who are at ease, habuz, habuz, the contempt, li gie eonim, brought out as, let scorning be. Those that prosper, the contempt be against the proud. Let it return upon them, O Jah, Rastafari. Yes, I, 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 yes, I.
Good man down, always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. But I'm so solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their top, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. Come with their evil of thought, I just listen whenever they talk. I use the light into my dark, he cut and tear all my part. They fight me without a cause, trying to make my life so hard. The king of kings and the lord of lords, give us all reward. So solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. Go down to mix me up in your dirty gang. You're only trying to tarnish my name. You're only looking for the innocent to blame. When you're the ones who wish us a dance down the lane. Only God is fraction and the brain, but the righteous believes and the rain. Love is all I got to give and I'm not to die. Looking for the future that I can't tame. Cause I'm so solid as a rock and they just can't stop me now. Even when they send their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. So they can't keep a good man down, always keep a smile when they want me to frown.
keep the vine planted to do my crown. They will never ever take my crown. Who's a bless? I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a nurse. They found no weapon, just only a dropper.
Salam to Tainayist Ling, today's daily psalm from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayel Selassie, Moan, Besazem, Neger Yehuda, Siyume, Xiavi, Negusa, Negeze, Ethiopia, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, the Mezmor Meto Haya Sos, Psalm 123. Mezmor Meto Haya Sos. Meto Haya Sos. 123rd Psalm in the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, the Ethiopic Psalter. And this psalm has a theme, Yetechenek So Salot. Yetechenek So. Yetechenek, one who is stress and straits and anxiety and stressful and strained, you know, downpressive conditions, right? Depression and downpression and anxiety and stress. Yetechenek so. A man, a person, yetechenek so. Selot, selot, a prayer. Ye me'arig mezmor, ye me'arig, me'arig. Ethiopically speaking, we have the equivalent of ha-me'elot, ha-me'elot, the ha-me'elot, ma'alot, ha-me'elot, the aliyah, the aliyah. Ethiopically, arege, and here we have the ye me'arig, ye me'arig, ye me'arig mezmor. Psalm of ascents, a psalm of degrees. So here we have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrasting side by side with the KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Besama'am, Wawalid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralin, named the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. We begin. Kuteran, verse 1. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ainochena warante anesahu. To thee I lift I up mine eyes, O thou, the eye that dwellest in the heavens. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ainochena warante anesahu. In the ho ye baria watch I no cha wada getacho ij in the honu. Ye baria yitum aina wada imma beta wa ij in the hone. In the who is kia merenderes ainachin wada amlakachin wada egaziave herno. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master. Inneho, here it is. Behold, look here. Inneho, yebariaocha ainoch ore getacho ij in the honu. As the eyes of servants, Yabariawoch Ainoch, look, to the hand of their master, Wada Getacho Ij in the Honu, Yabariayutum Ain, Wada Imma Betawa Ij in the Hone. As the eyes of a maiden, the eyes of a maiden, to the hand of her mistress, So our eyes wait upon a gaziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our God, our source, until he have mercy upon us, until he have mercy upon us. Indihu iski merenderes ainachin na wad amlakachin wad egziavierno. Have mercy upon I and I. Abitu, I father, his father, O father of the house, have mercy, be gracious to us, to I and I, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Maren, Abitu, Maren, Niketina Ijiga, Tega Benalina. Maren Abitu Maren Niketin Ijiga Tega Benalina. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Ye balat ego cha sidibina, ye tibitenyo china niket nesachin ijigat egevech. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Yebalat egocha sidibina, yet ibitenyo china niket, nesachin ijigat egevech. Song of Degrees. Ye me ariga mezmur, besamai yemitnor hoy, aino china wadante anesahu. And ho ye bari awoch aino cho wada getacho ijindonu, ye bari ayetum ain, wada ma betwa ijindone, and who is ki merenderes ainachin, wada amla kachin, wada egaziavi herno, maren habetu maren, niketin jigat egvenalena, ye balat egochas divina, yet ibitenyo china niket nesachin ijigat egabech.
مزمور متو هيا هولت بكنف متو هيا سوس يما ارق مزمور بسما يمتنور هوي عينو چين ودان تانسام انهو يباري او چاينو چود جيتو چاچو جندهونو يباري ايتم عين ود ام بيتو اجندهونا اندهو سكيمراندرس عينا چين ود املاكا چين ود اقزياب هيرنو مارن عبيتو مارن ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና የባለ ጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes, mine eyes. O thou that dwellest, thou that dwellest, thou that dwellest, thou that dwellest, thou. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, 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 of the proud.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Gimal Shir Hamalot. אליך נשאתי את עיניי היושבי בשמיים, הנך עיני עבדים אל יד אדוניהם, כעיני שפחה אל יד גבירתה, כן עינינו אל אדוני אלוהינו עד שיחוננו. חוננו אדוני חוננו, כי רב שבענו בוז, רבת שבעה לה נפשנו, הלעג השאננים, הבוז לגאיונים.